Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Welcome everyone to today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm excited that you're here and I'm really excited to introduce you to Mel McSherry. She is an international business and life guide. So I'm excited to ask her more about that. She was on our other podcast, Six Figure Business Mastery. So if you want to learn more about Mel and her talents and her amazing insight, you can also look there. So welcome to the show, Mel. It's lovely to have you back.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be back.
Today's episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass, and we'll just keep this real. If tax season brings you anxiety, last-minute scrambling, or that pit in your stomach feeling, it's usually not because you're doing something wrong. It's because you don't have the right system or support. We have a free live masterclass coming up where we're going to talk about how to get organized, reduce stress, and feel more confident about your finances without doing most of the work yourself. So come join us. You can sign up free at lessmathmoremoney.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Good stuff. So tell us a little bit about how did you become an international business and life guide and actually what you consider that to be, because I don't know if I've heard the term guide before, but it's usually coach.
Yeah, that's definitely been a part of my journey is really understanding my identity and how I wanted to be presented and how I support people. Just start from the beginning. I've been an entrepreneur since 2010. I was actually in the fitness industry is where I started. I was a certified personal trainer, did in-home trainings, outdoor boot camps. I actually got really well known for my bridal boot camps here in the Chicago area, and I loved it. And then when my son was born in 2011, it like what it typically does to a lot of people who are first-time parents, threw a little wrench in the plans, so to say. And the thing is that, especially in my situation, I'm in Chicago, but I had just moved to Chicago. I didn't have any family. Was married at the time. Husband, now ex-husband, is amazing. However, he traveled about 75 to 80% of the year. And when our son was born, it was in the middle of his travel schedule. So I coined myself this married single mom and was pretty much left to my own devices to figure this out. Not only this whole parenting thing, but also how to generate an income and continue to create what I wanted to create for myself and for my family. And that actually ended up turning into me putting a pin in my business and doing several jobs that though paid the bills weren't necessarily my passion. One of those was online medical billing for my father's company. And a couple other ones were a VA for an IT company and a PA for a marketing company. And I like to always add that into my story because we find so often that when we're in this journey of entrepreneurship, we need to take side quests in order to fill a bucket. So when I talk about profitability, to me, it's always multi-layered. It's mentally, emotionally, energetically, and financially. And sometimes we need to make choices where we can fill one of those buckets so the other ones can have time and energy to fill them on their own. And to me, that was the financial bucket. So I could find myself again in those mental, emotional, and energetic buckets as a parent. And so through that, I decided that it was time for me to get back into fitness, which has been a passion of mine forever. And that turned into a partnership with an online marketing company called Beachbody. And so I was an online health and fitness coach with them. And when I started, I just wanted to be a coach. I had no interest in the hey girl messaging and the come on my team and this, that, or the other. I just loved that they were a resource for me and the fact that I could be accessible to people who wanted to get healthier. And also they had access to a lot of different options. It wasn't this kind of one size fits all cookie cutter kind of aspect. And the thing is that this is when my guidance / coaching started to present itself. And that presented in the fact that I was pretty consistent in my sales right off the bat. And my leader at the time was like, look, you are this married single mom, and yet you are one of my most consistent coaches. What are you doing? And I didn't think I was doing anything special. And it's those invitations that are so beautiful for us to pause and reflect and go, what am I doing? What is quote unquote special about me? And what I realized, something that was natural to me, that's not natural to others, is that I was honoring my time and my energy management. So I was, and I still do this to this day, I wake up in the morning and I check in on my energy. Okay, how did I sleep? How am I feeling? What's going on? Then I would look at my calendar. Okay, how much time do I have in my business? What do I have planned? Meetings and so forth. Do these align with how I'm feeling right now? And then I would look at my checklist and match the to-dos that honored my time and energy at that moment. And it allowed me to customize. It allowed me to play in what I got done. Always feeling accomplished and productive because I always did something, but not punish myself because it wasn't the number one thing on the list. So we turned that into a quick training that she added into her new coach bootcamp. That exploded the productivity of the entire team. All of a sudden, a year later, we are the top 1% of teams in the company. I'm doing this training all throughout Beachbody, along with quietly on the side with other network marketing companies. And then in 2015, I found myself in the middle of my divorce with one foot in, you know, what we're coining business coaching, the other foot in fitness, neither going anywhere because I'm not very good at doing the splits, and realized if there's any time to have a great plot twist, it's now. And beautifully through Beachbody, I was gifted a year-long internship under John C. Maxwell, who has been in the coaching industry for decades, grew up listening to him. And through that, I got to have a group phone call with him once a month for a year. And I really got to connect to what is coaching and space holding and how to be able to guide and support others throughout their journey in more ways than just fitness. And that was it. That was the nod. That was the push. And I was like, okay, there's the sign. So got my international certification through him and his team, coaching certification, left Beachbody in 2016, launched my, what I did call business coaching business in 2017 with the primary focus of what I called profit prioritization. So how to prioritize your true profit avenues, your time, how you utilize it, your energy, and so forth. The interesting thing is, though this was the most clear I had been about who I am, this was also the beginning of how I started to lose myself bit by bit. When I first started in 2010, there was no social media, right? It was very quiet. You were left to your own devices. You got to play around and learn and didn't really have to report anything or have anybody's real feedback. And I made a lot of decisions just based off what I knew to be true and what worked best for me. In the coaching industry, which we definitely see to this day, and especially in 2016, social media had found its voice and it was very loud. And I got caught up in a lot of the shoulds and I got caught up in seek out the expert. No, you don't need to ask yourself. Just go find somebody, copy and paste what they did and do it to it. And that worked, honestly. And then in 2020, I found myself at a really interesting crossroads, which was on paper, I was the epitome of success. I was still single at the time. I'm making six figures. I'm taking care of my son as a primary caregiver. I'm traveling all over the country. I'm getting paid to fly overseas to do this talk and workshop. And yet I felt fraud doesn't even begin to touch it. It was this disconnect that I could not put my finger on. I couldn't enjoy fully where I was at and what I was doing because I was constantly wondering when I was going to get caught or constantly wondering what's the next thing. Now, we did that. Great. Good for you. Now let's move the goalposts. I never really connected to my success and I didn't know why. And then human design found me in 2020. I was at a spiritual retreat in Sedona, Arizona, unbeknownst to me, 2 weeks before lockdown here in the Chicago area. And we were in lockdown for a while. And one of the other participants brought it up in a session and it had been brought up before in years past. And I looked up my chart and went, oh yeah, cool. Yep, that's me. Sweet. However, this time the universe was like, facepalm, Mel, let's look at this information. And I went down a massive rabbit hole the whole weekend. And I remember sitting there in that room in this gorgeous house in Sedona, Arizona, just sobbing because for the first time, I saw myself and I got the confirmation and the validation of the why behind my how, ways that I and the words to advocate for it and the ways to shift it because I now know where I've gone too far. And it was just like it wasn't even light bulbs, it was like the lightning storm of light bulb moments. And so I came home from that retreat and quietly started utilizing human design and educating myself on it and practicing it in my life and business. And by 2021, I had shifted so many things and had never felt more confident in who I am. And almost more important, have confidence in my how, in where I want to go and how I want to receive these invitations and the people that I want to spend time with. And that also shaped and confirmed my identity and how I want to present myself and be seen by others. And so by the end of 2021, I'm like, okay, people need to know this. I don't know how they need to know this. I don't know what my role is in this, but I need to tell people about this. And so I did a couple practice readings with some friends, absolutely got obsessed with it. And then in 2022, came out of what I like to call the spiritual closet on LinkedIn, started talking more about human design, as well as all of the other more quote unquote spiritual tools that that I use and how they can support and amplify these traditional tools and frameworks that have been tried and true for a long time, to use them as a customization source for you so you can really understand what tools and avenues are best for your profitability mentally, emotionally, energetically, and financially, as well as really build that trust, possibly for the first time, in yourself, in the confidence in your how. And it's been such a beautiful example and amplification of how I want to support people. And that's another reason why I switched to the term guide. To me, coach comes with a lot of frameworks, a lot of practicality, a lot of strategery. And I'm not here to tell you how to do it. I'm not here to give you my five foundations of how to create the business, the money, and the life that you want. I'm here to guide you through yourself, through human design. I know you. You know you in a deeper way. And through that information, I can ask you questions, make suggestions, hold space for you in a way that's the most profitable for you and guide you to those answers, because you have everything inside of you to answer the call of your soul. You just have to find it.
Wow. Journey you've had. How wonderful. You had such great experiences. And I feel like when you were talking in the beginning, you trusted your gut.
Yeah.
It feels good. I'm going in that direction. Or I like this. I'm going that way. And obviously things came natural to you because your Beachbody boss or superior said, what are you doing? It obviously came so natural to you. And I love that you now found also not only the tactical things that you were good at, but also the meaning and the purpose behind that. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
What do you love most about human design? Actually, you know what? Before we even go there, let's tell people, what is human design?
Beautiful. Yeah. So human design is a system that incorporates five different modalities. So it utilizes astrology, I Ching, Kabbalah, chakras, and quantum physics. And what it does is it shows you your energetic blueprint. I like to call it your operations manual. So it shows you how much energy you have, where your energy comes from, what are your best decision-making processes, what are your best avenues for you so you can invite or create what you want and how to do that sustainably and holistically profitably. And so with that, it's also coined the science of differentiation because it shows you. It's you. It's your strengths, your strategies, your stopping points, and all of that to where you can relax your shoulders and you can go, oh, okay, that makes sense now. I didn't know why, but now I have this place. And to piggyback off of the question that you had before, that is one of my favorite things, is to have, when I have a reading with somebody, to watch their shoulders drop and to watch them go, oh, I'm not crazy. Oh, I'm not. Oh, thank you. And it's just that moment of clarity, because we're not gifted that very often. And we're also not trust to seek it out for the most part. Some of us are, and we find them in multiple ways, but human design is the only personal development tool that is personalized. It's not, oh, I see myself in the story, now what? Or, oh yeah, me too, I feel seen, now what? It's, oh, I am validated, I am confirmed, I'm now aware I've gone too far, and here are the ways that I can bring it back to who I am and how I'm profitably designed.
I love that. I love human design. I find it fascinating. But there's so many different parts and pieces to it.
Absolutely.
And turning something that you're good at or something that works for you into how do I apply it to my business and growing and my personal life is the hard part, which is probably where you come in.
Exactly. Because it is overwhelming. I call human design the ultimate onion of personal development because there are so many layers. And the interesting thing, and one of the things that I love the most about it, is it's meant to be a slow burn. Even the person who brought it forward says it takes an average of 7 years for you to fully incorporate your design. And that's 7 years of experimentation, of playing, of learning, of reevaluating. And it really solidifies that self-trust and self-confidence in you doing that. And so when you step into these spaces, or even when you look at areas of your business, it's no longer a what shit. It's a, oh yeah, that's a no, that's a yes, that's a maybe. And I know exactly how to let that be a maybe while the no's and yeses continue to come forward. So it streamlines a lot of things and brings such a flow and ease to yourself. And yes, people can do it on their own. I did it mostly on my own because that's just the type of person that I am. However, especially when it comes to applying it to your business and having somebody remind you of who you are, that is really key to utilizing this tool to its fullest potential sooner rather than later.
And I understand, like, I know mine, I'm a manifesting generator.
Love it. I love my manifestations.
But there's a lot of different parts and pieces that go that are specific to me in the way I am a manifesting generator, whereas my business partner is also, but we are very different people.
Yes. And I'm glad that you said that, because what's one of the things that I'm finding interesting about human design, especially in this day and age, is that it is becoming more popular and therefore what I like to coin Instagrammable, where people are taking one aspect of the many layers of human design and making massive decisions off of that one piece of information. And what you just mentioned right now, manifesting generator, is one of the five energetic types, which are the overarching energy that you have. And manifesting generators are 35% of the population. However, no manifesting generator is the same, because nobody has the exact same chart. So it's in those individualities and idiosyncrasies that you can really lean into and profit off of in, again, a very holistic way, not in any maniacal way. And it's that confidence in that uniqueness of, yeah, I'm called a projector, which there's not very many of us in. We're lower on the totem pole, just percentage wise. However, we're also very different from many gens, because many gens have copious amounts of energy and are meant to be in multiple places at multiple times, very profitably. I have no natural energy source. I actually receive it from others, which is probably why 90% of my clients are manifesting generators, because I slow them down and they energize me. And it's a very reciprocal relationship and partnership. And it's in those ways that you can really understand your pace, your consistency, your cadence, and not only understand it, but know how to advocate for it, which I'm sure you do. It's that, okay, I know this is my strength, that's not hers. So either I'm just going to naturally take it over, or, oh, we both need to inform what we're doing, because we're both manifesting generators and we can go the cart before the horse very quickly. And it's in those little things that make such a big difference, not only in partnerships, I love doing business partnership readings, but also just how you partner with your business, with your partner, with your kids, and with your life.
Yeah, it must be very telling. Do you ever do it with kids? Do you have any clients who are kids?
I do. So I don't have clients that are kids, but a lot of my friends are late in life, new moms. They're in their mid 40s and having their first kid. My son is 14 right now. And so I'm the Aunt Mel. And as soon as one is born, they text me the information. And when they're ready, I give them the insight. And I've used it a lot for my son as well. It's really helped me understand him a little bit deeper, especially for me. My son is autistic, so him expressing what he's thinking or how he's feeling always comes with a little bit of a disconnect. And so the fact that I have this lens into him and use that as a guide to parent him and to help him understand how he's designed. He's a manifester. He is the initiator. And there's a lot of elements in his chart that come with a lot of what people would say impulsivity, but it's not. It's how he learns. It's how he experiments. It's how he understands the things around him. And so for me to know that, and I can support that, if I wouldn't have known that, I would have leaned into how I was parented or what I think is true, or again, noise of parenting and suggestions and feedback. But when you have that lens of, oh, this is where I can support him, this is where we're gonna like combat each other, how can I protect myself with what I know to be true, and how can I communicate with him so he can understand how to do that for himself and so forth.
That's fantastic, because it's such a great insight, like you said, into what motivates people, and like you said, how you can support them in who they are. Because like common knowledge says that you shouldn't be a multitask, but I think in my chart, it says I am a multitasker, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You can't just listen to all these other people who are doing great things and who have accomplished what you want to accomplish and assume that you can do what they did to get where they are.
Exactly. Because there's a lot of one-liners that we are married to in entrepreneurship. Like one that you just said, a lot of traditional coaches have this thought process of you need to niche down. If you tell a manigen to niche down, they're going to want to punch you in the face. They hate it. And they're not designed to niche down whatsoever. And so automatically they feel unseen. They feel like a misfit, and they don't know how to really honor what they know to be true, but they're not being told that's correct. And in the same aspect of even a lot of the one-liners we use more in the non-traditional spaces of like, trust your gut. Actually, your gut is an authority, but it's not an authority for everybody. So trusting your gut may not be the best way to make your decision, or full body, hell yes. No, you might be like I am, which is an emotional authority, where that's an emotional wave and you need to wait until that settles before you make a decision. And so it's those ways that help us pause and go, wait a minute, why do I keep saying this? Or why does this never feel right? Oh, because in my chart, it says X, Y, Z. And now that I know that, I can stop saying what's wrong with me and I can start identifying what's wrong with this advice.
Or what is going to work for me.
Exactly. How can I customize it? What bits and bobs do work? What don't? And what are some that I can play with and see how I can fold them in if I can? And it's such a beautiful sense of control without being obsessive. It's just that, again, that confidence. I'll say that probably a million times today because it is so true. And it's one of the biggest things I think we are starting to lack as individuals, especially in entrepreneurship.
Yeah. It supports what you feel good doing.
Yeah.
What brings you energy.
And it's proof that it is supposed to be what you're doing, not just a feeling. It's no, here's the proof of this is why. And this is how you can continue to repeat it.
Oh, Mel, this is so much fun. So tell me a little bit about who are the people that you can help the most.
So I always love to help people in what I like to call hallways. So there's this great quote where they say, we always talk about the doors of opportunity, but rarely do we talk about the hallways in between. And to me, hallways are your most profitable points because we have this pressure to want to rush to them, right? Because we think our answer is on the other side of that door, when really the answers start to present themselves in that hallway. And a lot of people call them transition places or plot twists or pivots or what have you. But my clients are always in that moment of basically where I was in 2020 of, okay, why doesn't this feel good? I'm presented an opportunity to shift, or some of my clients are leaving an industry that they've been part of for 15 years and they want to do something completely different. Or they're an entrepreneur that's been in their business 1 or 2 years and they're tired of being told what to do. But again, they don't have the confidence or the vernacular to understand what is best for them. Anytime a person is ready to just be with themselves and understand themselves in a way where it's not something where it's like one and done and they're like, oh, I know myself. Thanks, Mel. It's okay. This is a journey that I am choosing to be on. And I know as I continue to go down these different layers of human design, as well as different avenues of my journey, I know I have a resource that will always ensure that I am my most profitable self.
That's fantastic. Because human design and your charts are individual to people, do you only work with individuals or do you work with groups as well?
No, I do groups as well. And I do it in different formats. One is a small group I host a couple times a year called Get Aligned With Your Design, where I work with 5 individuals for 3 weeks and we focus on 3 areas of their chart. And I love the group aspect because they can automatically start to see how they work with each other and how even if 2 people are the same type, how absolutely different they are. And it really shows them the profitability inside of everybody's uniqueness and how it starts to work with each other, as well as they get to share their struggles and be seen by others, and especially in a safe place with like-minded people. And I also do it in many formats of helping coaches understand their clients. So giving them that insight from themselves. And that's the thing I love about human design is the way that it can be practiced or shared isn't limited to just a reading. It can be applied in many different ways and in many different avenues. It always starts though with that time of, okay, let's sit for together for 90 minutes. Let's understand you, spend time with yourself. I get the gift of being to see you as well and to mirror who you are. And then from there, see what is the best ways that either I can continue to guide you or what are your next steps where you can take that on your own. And then I'm here when you're ready to support for more.
Oh, I love that, Mel. So I know there are people listening who are saying, oh my gosh, I need to find out more about Witchy Auntie Mel. Where's the best place for them to go and find out more about what you do?
Absolutely. So if you are a decision maker, you're like, nope, human design, that's it. Feel free to check out and book a reading at melmcsherry.com. If you are someone who likes to process and ask questions and soundboard, I offer a complimentary 30-minute virtual coffee chat just for that. No pressure, no sales, just open space for you to ask questions and see what is the best areas of support that I can, or possibly I can refer you to support you. You can book one of those videos at virtualcoffeewithmel.com.
I love that. That's so awesome. My last question for you, Mel, is if you could provide the world one tip to make it a better place, what would that be?
I love this question. And the first thing that came up is listen and learn. I think there's a lot of times we come into discussions or decision-making where it is based solely off of one experience or some sort of conditioning or possibly trauma-based. And one of the things that I love about what I do is I do learn so much just from spending time with my clients, understanding their backgrounds, understanding their cultures and their community and so forth. And I think we would be able to connect in such a different way if we came to discussions and came to decisions without necessarily an agenda, but having an intention and then listening and learning from the others that are in the room.
It's so important because I don't know if we do enough listening.
Agreed.
And sometimes when we listen, we're thinking about what am I going to say next?
Yeah, we're trying to plan ahead for sure. And that is beautiful. And there is so much there that can really filter your thoughts and solidify them even deeper than you even knew was possible.
Yeah, this has been amazing and lovely and wonderful. Mel, I'm so grateful that you joined me today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. I loved every second of it.
Awesome.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.